You just wrapped up your first camp running it as a head coach here, and I had 4 days, a little bit of a different schedule because of the weed harvest. Quite a few players coming out this year. It looked like a pretty good number. And overall, how'd you feel that the camp turned out for you guys in your 4 days?
Oh, I kind of started off slow on Thursday. We went Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, but it got a lot better. Friday was real good. We lost some kids Friday that had baseball games. So they were out of town, so we were about seven guys short, but still, it was just a lot smoother. Monday and Tuesday went pretty well. Defense looked pretty good today in our little scrimmage at the end, where the offense kind of looked better than them on Thursday or on Friday and on Saturday. But overall, pretty good. We got, I think, 54 kids. One was gone today with one of his grandfather's not doing well, so he was out of town with him. So always like to have more kids out, but you know, we're over 50, so we're a good place to start, I guess.
You do return a lot of players, lose some big players off the team that went 10-1 last year. You also returned a lot of those players from the JV that went undefeated last year. So it's not that you're new coach. Usually it's unfamiliar learning new terminology, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of like picking up from where you guys left off from last year, but it looked like some maturity happened over the summer here as well.
Yeah, and I knew coach is hard to get used to because I'm so old, you know, but and we're not changing a lot. We're running the same stuff. You know, we got obviously Coach Gentry's taking over the offense. It's going to be a big change from Coach O'Neill experience-wise, but he's done a good job at camp and expect good things out of him. You know, all he's got to do is score more points than we give up, and we're good. So the guys, I mean, it's the same thing every year. It's not different. I mean, you're right. Who's going to kind of grow up a little bit? Might be a junior from a sophomore to a junior, might be the junior to a senior. I mean, you're just always looking for kids to mature and grow up and become leaders. Leaders by example, leaders by vocally. You know, at some point or another, as they get older, they kind of fall into that. We saw some pretty good stuff at camp, and we've seen it in the weight room this summer, too. So.
Even the camp, you know, I know that it's all kind of what you see before the pads come on in August, and it seemed like this year, just watching a couple of days of your camp, looks like you guys have kind of are building up quite a bit of depth there, and it's been a while since you really had a pretty solid, maybe a two deep.
Yeah, I don't know about depth so much because, you know, out of our 54 guys, like 18 or 19 were freshmen. So, you know, I think every year we have the same issue. There's always a couple positions we cannot afford to get somebody hurt, you know, probably a lot of positions, you know. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we're out there with no pads, so we're just basically working on, you know, for offensive line, where are you going, who do you block? I mean, they're definitely, we don't know anything yet about physicality and, you know, who's going to be a good solid blocker for us and who's going to be physical and who's going to kind of go away when the pads get on. So, you know, that's the big thing. I mean, we can put a depth chart up there, which we have, which is pretty much by age, because we don't know anything until we get the pads on. And we know some things about some of them because they were playing last year, but our young guys, it's a step up, and, you know, the step up, big part of that is, can you be more physical? And that's what we'll find out, you know, in that the last part of the first week when we get to put pads on and start hitting each other a little bit.
Hard to believe it's seven Fridays until the first football game of the year against Hayes High, but of course you have a month off here, and still the weight room continues for another couple weeks. Speaking of the weight room, how have things been there this summer for you guys? Have you seen a lot of change with the kids there? And how's overall attendance been?
Well, the biggest change is probably Coach Richardson. You know, he came in new last year into the weight program during the school year. And then with Coach O'Neill leaving, he's jumped in there with me and the two of us in the weight room, and he's kind of running the workouts, and I'm taking care of a lot of the paperwork and attendance and warm-up and, you know, different things there. But he's really high intensity and just, you know, a little bit different attitude than Coach O'Neill. Not that one's good or bad or the other, just a little bit different. So the kids, they kind of got used to him during school year, though. So, you know, they know he's just a little bit crazy. But so he's doing some different things than what we've done the last few summers, and the kids, you know, they bought into it from the school year. You know, there's no air on in the weight room in June. I don't know why all of a sudden it got turned on in July. I think Mr. McCormick came down and lifted in the evening. He thought, man, it's hot in here. We've got some air going in here. So, you know, maybe the garden plane guys need to toughen up a little bit. I don't know. No. But, you know, we kind of jokingly call it the sweatshop down there because there are giant puddles all over the place in June, and it's still sweaty in there now with the air on. But when there was no air, it was, you walk in there and it just almost suffocates you. But the kids really, you know, they got in there and they just ignored it and they worked hard. And, you know, we have had pretty good turnout. We've got a couple kids that are struggling to get in there that we're not very pleased with. And then harvest really kind of hindered us a little bit, especially when it drew out for 4 weeks. So, you know, we had some problems attendance-wise there. So, but overall, our main leader guys have been pretty consistent.
Looks like, you know, coming into the year, there's going to be quite a bit of optimism when you do return the quarterback and everything. Do you sense a lot of optimism from the kids coming in?
Oh, they think they're going to be good. You know, that's a good place to start. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do to be good. And, you know, it's going to take work every single day and get better each day. And, you know, that's been our goal every year, kind of, is we want to improve every day and see how good we can be at the end.